And Jim, motor neuron disease affects the nerves that communicate between the brain and the muscles that enable us to move, speak, swallow and breathe. An exciting new partnership has just happened with MND Tasmania. We've just signed a partnership with them to support them for the coming year. Please welcome board member and MND researcher, Tracy Dixon. Trace, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here.
We've heard that your kids have moved you up the pecking order in your family now that you're joining the Jimmy Noe show.
Yeah, they're super pumped that I'm on here this morning and they'll be listening out at home. So it's good to be here.
Do you want to give them what are their names?
Josh and Imi and Claudie. Hello.
Josh, Imi, Claudie. Welcome. Welcome to the family. Mum's now part of it.
You three can come in anytime. Come hang out.
Trace, let's start with motor neuron disease in its whole. What is it and how does it impact people?
Yeah, so it's a degenerative disease, but it happens really quickly. So after people are diagnosed, the progression can happen between 2 and 5 years, people pass away. And as you said at the start, it's about nerve cells dying in your brain and throughout your body. And those nerve cells have important jobs, controlling how we walk and move, but also importantly how we breathe and speak and swallow. Wow. So, yeah, it's a bit of a shocker and we have to do a lot of work to understand it, but importantly, we have to care for the people who've got it right now.
Trace, is it easy to pick up? Like,
yeah. No, it's not particularly common and it's not something you catch. It can have a genetic cause, so you can pass it on. But those people are really, probably only 10% of people have that genetic form. So 90% of people, we don't know why they get it.
When can you be diagnosed with MND?
It's kind of, most people get it around their 40s, 50s, but it can be earlier than that and it can be later. So it can be a young onset, more like your 30s, or even there are some cases even younger. So it's quite a range and we don't really know why that is, but, you know, usually around 40s, 50s.
Now, treatment-wise with MND as well, and I'm sure you guys do a lot of work with this with at MND Tasmania, but what kind of treatment is available to people who are suffering from this condition?
Yeah, so at the moment we really only have one drug and it's not a really effective one and it really only extends lifespan for people around 3 months. So some people don't even choose to take it because the side effects are really bad. So we don't really have treatments for people with MND.
And I've got here in front of me, is this true? Every day two Australians are diagnosed?
Yeah. So every day two Australians diagnosed and the other flip of that stat is every day two people die of MND in Australia.
The impacts on wider family and friends and work and other people who are impacted by being related to or having a relationship with people suffering from MND.
Yeah, well, it kind of hits at the best of your life and often people have young families and things like that. So it's really tough on families and just getting the care you need and getting it quickly is a really big part of MND and that's a really important role of the MND advisor and why they're so important because navigating the health system, getting the help that you need, trying to take some of the burden off those families is really critical.
Well, let's talk about MND Tasmania, motor neuron disease Tasmania, founded in 1986. What kind of stuff do you guys do to help those suffering from MND here in Tassie?
Yeah, so it's a voluntary board and a really critical part of what we do is organise the MND advisors. So their role is to help the person and the family with MND navigate the health system. And the other really important role that we do is provide an equipment library because people with MND need certain aids at certain times and they need them quickly to help them with their motor function, how they're moving, or it could be they need a particular type of bed or some sort of vocal assistance. So getting them the equipment they need when they need it is a really important part of what we do. And then the advisors that help them navigate the health system.
What about people listening to the show this morning? Do you guys need donations? Like, how can they help what you do?
Yeah, so donations are critical because really we survive through donated funds and they may have seen a lot of fundraising for MND through the popular press, but a lot of that funding goes to research, whereas our funding really goes to the people and the families living with MND at the moment.
What about the difference between MND TAS and I guess other MND charities and organisations designed to raise money? The one that pops to mind for me is the Big Freeze, which I know the AFL do a lot with as well. What's the difference between those?
Yeah, so that's been a really amazing funding effort, Fight MND and the Big Freeze through Neil Danaher. But that funding is really specifically targeted to research. So my own lab here at Menzies has really benefited from that funding. But a saying we have at the association is until there's a cure, there's care. So we mustn't forget about the people right now, because that cure won't help them. So, the difference is about supporting the people and the families right now.
And that's Tasmanians that are unfortunately not suffering from it right now.
Yeah. So at the moment in Tasmania, there's around 45 people living with MND. And like you said earlier, their extended network of family and friends that are affected. It's quite big.
Well, Tracy Dixon, board member and MND researcher from MND Tasmania, we do appreciate you coming on the show to tell us all about. We are excited for this new partnership we do have with MND Tasmania. We really do appreciate you coming on the show. And another massive shout out to all your kids.
Yeah.
And welcome to the family.
Thanks so much for having me. And we really value the partnership as well. It's fantastic. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Trace.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.